And aloha. Good morning, my lovelies. This is Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary located here on the beautiful big island of Hawaii. The sun is just rising over the Ahia Forest, and already my winter chilly, well, fall, I suppose, but I call it my winter wear here, ready to be shed. For the day that comes, the warmth that is promised in this day, the sun hitting my deck and tendrils of mist rising, allowing water to be reclaimed by the air. It's beautiful and peaceful. Now, I come to you this morning, honestly, not sure what's going to come out. There has been so much going on this month. Began on the 1st, which is an honoring of my partner's birthday. He would have been 55 this year, but did not walk this earth past 51. But there's been so many shifts, and I mean really big shifts, that I haven't had a moment to really ground and be with you in this space. But never fear, there's more to come. Just a slight pause as life kind of took over. But as I sit here this morning in really this new space, I say to you, really, there's no more time to ponder stuff. This really is a time of action, and I know I'm feeling it in my Aries self, this forward movement. Things that were put into place, I feel, even lifetimes before we even were present on this earth, promises that were made in the void, commitments, partnerships, it's all coming to play. And you might take a moment to see how that is playing out in your own life. Maybe just in a sense of unease. You know, a sense of pause, if not a screeching halt at this moment, saying, what am I doing? Where am I going? And we should all truly be sitting in this space of uneasiness of the way life has been portrayed to us. And I know I'm hearing it in those around me saying, you know, my life doesn't either reflect or sit well with that which has been painted by the outside, by the society that is, that doesn't sit well with me. Or I don't have those things that society tells me I should have, that house, you know, those things of... could be stability, could also be a prison. How many of us are in over our heads in debt? You know, and we got that way and in that place because we thought that's where we were. Lots of W's there. We thought that's where we were supposed to go. And now we're like, wait, what? A lot of wait, what? coming to me right now. And it's really such a time of unfolding. Now, I want to put out there something that occurred to me in my personal life this past Monday, and it doesn't really matter what day it is when this is finding you, if it's finding you even years in the future, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that it needs to be documented and it needs to be outed. So I will share with you... you know, I'm in a space of shifting homes at the moment. The home we're in, we are not welcome any longer. We're just renting when we came here. That's the short of it. And the management company has said, no more renting. In a bigger scheme, the universe is telling me this stage is over and a new one is beginning. So that's all good. I don't have any issues with that. But they asked me to stand before a judge with some lawyers, and I don't play that game, so didn't have a lawyer at my side. I had my voice. And I'm not saying any of this for any reason other than this. I want to document what this just judge, this person of authority, said to me, because it is oh so important. So as I began to share my story, and you know, I'm a single mother and I work hospice and I work full time and I am looking for a home, and just waiting for some balls to fall into place. Can we have just a few months to stay here? And this judge cut me short and he said, hold on to your hats. He said to me, there's no law that protects single mothers, no law that protects widows or those that work in hospice, thus discounting those beautiful things in that moment. And then he said this, and I want you to listen. He looked at me, standing above me, if you can imagine a court, and he said, each and every day, I make hundreds of people homeless. And just looked at me. And I was taken aback, and I hope you are too. Lovely, lovely person, lovely listener. And I took pause. Because A, who says that? And A, what judge says that? Here's a person of authority, a person who is lording over me, making decisions about not only my life, but hundreds of others. And he's saying to me from this space of pride, I make hundreds of people homeless every day. And I looked at him and I stood my ground and I said, you'd make hundreds of people homeless, do you? How do you sleep at night? And he looked at me and he said, well. And there was a moment between us that I swear you could you could hear crackling of energies. And I reminded myself in that moment and in the broader span of things that we are truly at this crux of our space in the world, in the development of our humanity, our space in the universe. That it was like the dark and the light facing each other. And I say to you, beautiful soul, who says that? Who says that? Who says it from a space of pride? Who says that? Who is happy to add to the chaos, the pandemonium, the horror, the fear, the desperation in the world? Who adds to that by hundredsfold of his own admission and sits and is happy about it? That is not a normal person. And I want you to listen carefully, because this is a person who is sitting in power. How many of those who sit in power, possibly by our own vote? I mean, goodness, have you voted? I from Chicago, the voting of the ballot for the judges goes on and on and on. And how can you rightly say in good mind, in good faith, that you do research about these people that you're voting for? This is one of those people that was voted into space with his darkness in his heart, his void of compassion for humanity, for my plight, but for humanity. Because see, I got tools and I have strength, but I felt such pity for those around me. Because see, I was first. 8:30 on a Monday morning, and the room was crowded with those who were pleading their cases, pleading for mercy and clemency. And I knew they would get none. None. And I know this judge said that to show me who he was, his true colors. And most likely to instill fear in my heart. But I tell you, beautiful soul, that did not happen. Because to this Aries warrior, it was game on. But I understood what was happening. I understood there would be no mercy for me. No granting of a few months, that's all I'm asking. And that's how it is. So I say to you, there is no more time. There's no more time to go jauntily through life with your blinders on, saying there's nothing I can do. Because for each and every one of you, and I pray that those of you who hear this will share this with another soul, because this has to get out. This has to get out. Each and every one of you can do something. Not each of you is an Aries warrior. Not each of you is a warrior of the light, but you are all beings of light. And you can make shifts and changes in your own life that will reflect that light. Simply being a little bit kinder. Helping those around you. Even if it's as slight as stopping gossip. Don't speak poorly of those around you. I tell my daughter, and have since she was just a wee little babe, the fastest way to lower your own vibration is to speak poorly of another, because that other that you're speaking poorly of truly is yourself, because we are all one. And that is the heart of compassion, is looking at that other as yourself and treating them as you would like to be treated. That is compassion. So when this person said to me that he each and every day makes hundreds of people homeless and took pride in it, took joy in that fact, that was power to him. Where's the compassion? Where's the compassion? Each and every one of you can open your hearts to the infinite love that is out there in the universe, that is yours. That is you. Let's just get to it. You, dear soul, are a vibration of love. And as I say that, my own energy field is just buzzing and vibrating, as my sweet friend Ivy would say. It's so buzzy. I love it. Because when we speak from that space of infinite love and compassion, when we embody it, when we become it, when we own it, you raise your vibration. You shift that which is within you. And you are one step closer to that road of bliss and true happiness. And that is the essence of the Happy Heart Sanctuary, is that each and every one of you that is touched by these words, that will come visit us when the space is ready. And trust me, this year, so whenever this is reaching you in this year of 2022, when I am recording this, there will be a space of gathering for those in the light. Because together we are stronger. These last 2 years, the forces that be have tried to divide us. Think about it. How have you felt in quote-unquote isolation? How have you felt not having a chance to honor weddings or deaths? I won't go down that road right now, but I will share with you as a hospice spiritual counselor, the horrors I have seen of families torn from their loved ones through glass plane. Goodness, the words are just a jumble today. I need more coffee. Through glass windows, putting hands to hands to those that were dying. And so many who died alone. It is horrendous. All in the sake of being safe and having protection is rubbish. I have to to pause in that direction for a moment, because that is a darkness. But we sit here now in this time of such great change and shifting. See where this uneasiness sits in your life today. And don't shush it away. And don't talk it away either, lovelies. Sit with it and sink with it and see what it's saying to you. What is uneasy within you and in your life in this moment? What are you missing? I guarantee it's joy. I just finished. So I realized that the book I'm writing is actually two books. I'm not saying they're all super long, by the way, but there was a clear ending beginning. So the chapter I was focusing on yesterday was about joy. And if I was a betting, wagering person, which I'm not, I would put everything on whatever number represented the fact that we are devoid of true joy in this moment. We are slaves to the system that we have willingly walked into with our naivete, with our generous hearts. We have subconsciously allowed this to happen, but consciously we will make decisions now, shifts in energy that would lead us on a new path. And I'll be honest, I've been holding back a bit these past few years. And that's not going to happen anymore, because the time is now. Like, it's way past time. Just saying. You do not need to walk this earth in a state of perpetual meh. Yeah, it's life. What can I do? Well, you can be a bit kinder. You can be a bit more compassionate. You can be a bit more present and fully aware. Do not look to forces outside to make shifts now. I'll say it again. Do not point fingers at government or presidents or organizations and say that thing out there is responsible for the shift in the universe, because it is not. That shift, now hold on here and listen to this, that shift in the entire universe begins within you. Within you. Sounds big, doesn't it? Just take that finger that's pointing at whatever favorite thing you got. It's that person. That person is responsible. No, you are responsible. You are responsible for you. You are responsible for your energy. Your energy is part and parcel of the energy in the world today. So by focusing on you, in your heart space and what's within you, by shifting your energy from meh to magical, to assurance, connecting to your inner power, your inner spirit, your inner light. If each and every one of us spent time focusing on that inner journey and shifting your own energy, the whole world will shift from where we are right now to an elected official, mind you, who sits above me and tells me how proud he is to make hundreds of people homeless each and every day. Not just once in his life, each and every day. Then those that reside in that dark space, that absolute void of love and compassion, will be pushed to the side, because our light, our combined, conjoined lights, will overpower that. Together, my lovelies, we will rise and raise the vibration of this planet. And it all stems from a happy heart. Well, see, I never know where it's going, and that's what came out. I call in the angels before I spend this time with you, and I say, allow what needs to come, and that's what needed to come today. Ah. Now it's time for coffee. There's so much more coming. dear hearts. I hope if this message resonated with you that you will share it, because this needs to get out now. I have been biding my time for the last few years, enjoying a space of quiet and respite, and that time is finished. So please do share this with someone else, one other person, and ask that person to share it with one other person if it resonates with you, and subscribe to our channel. I will get back in the videos once I'm in the new space I'm feeling. I don't want the energy, as lovely as the space is. I just would like to embody our new space. So that will come. But subscribe to our podcast. I'm not much of a Facebook person, I'll be honest. Not much going on there. But on the website, which should be up by the time you're hearing this, I hope. Keep in touch. From my heart to your heart. May we together shift from meh to magical. And remember that we are truly one. I'm Maya Ananda here, the Happy Heart Sanctuary, coming to you from the beautiful, bold, big island of Hawaii, wishing you nothing but love and compassion for a magical day. Aloha!